Congratulations! You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast. With me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz. And if any of you have our business cards,
you gotta write on.
You gotta write in podcast.
It just says the Bay's number one arts and culture.
It could be anything. Arts and culture boat. Arts and culture.
Gardening club.
Gardening club. Arts and culture book club.
There's a lot going on over there at SF Moments. Oh. So I want to hear a little bit. People have been taking a lot of pictures of people walking, climbing. I still haven't been there. When are you going to give me my free ticket?
You just need to request one from me.
I now officially, cordially, and with the utmost respect, request from you, Maysoon Wazwaz, a comp ticket to SF Amoma.
Amoma. Ask and you shall receive, Kate.
Thank you.
Sure. When do you want to go?
Thursday. Okay. Point is, though, Maymay.
At noon? We'll meet at
noon.
Yeah,
if we'll anybody else. Okay, so this comes out on Wednesday. Listeners, if you want to do some MoMA with me, come on down. I'll be all by myself.
I can give you a ticket, too.
I heard you had to do a little walk around.
Yeah, it was kind of, it wasn't to monitor gallery visitors necessarily. I mean, it was to look at them, but it was more of like a research, a study project for me to understand how visitors are behaving in the museum.
And how were they behaving?
Mostly I was, so the assignment or what I was doing was I actually followed a couple from the elevators all the way like on their entire experience on the floor. Like,
does just every SF MoMA person have to do this?
No, just me.
Did they notice you? This is like an art project.
They might have. I'd really try to be discreet. That's but I also awesome. Was carrying a lime green clipboard.
Vito Acconti shit.
That was pretty cute. Fun. So these people kind of like cruised right through the first two rooms. They're like,
didn't look at a single
out.
Thing.
We don't like Klaus Oldenburg. See
maybe
ya.
They were on the hunt for a particular.
Well, and then they thing. Stopped in the Chuck Close room, but the one that's, I think it's called Process and Materials, where there's these really beautiful Jacquard print portraits. Uh-huh. It's slightly different than his sort of more familiar painting portraits. Painted portraits. Thank you.
Sure enough.
And so they actually, it was interesting because they kind of quickly walked through the first two rooms, and I know it was a couple, male and female, man, woman, and
go on.
There have been some conversations about women being called female.
Yeah, so. I don't like it.
Yeah, no, that's why I corrected myself.
Oh, thank you.
I also don't like that, but the guy kind of, I could also say guy and gal.
Just go on.
The guy kind of.
Did you catch their names?
No.
Can we name them?
Sure.
Carl and Roberta.
Not Carl.
Okay. Kevin.
Yep.
And Hillary.
Kevin and Roberta.
Okay, got it. Go ahead.
Good. So Kevin walked very quickly through the first couple of rooms, and Roberta would kind of was walking sort of with him, but would slow down and sort of read the wall labels on the way through. But then once they got to the Chuck Close room, they both like stopped and looked really closely, and they sat down on the bench and sat there for a long time chatting and looking, and then they got up and read the wall label, then they walked around to every piece in that room, and they sat down again and looked more. So that it was like they really spent a lot of time in that one room. And what was interesting is that I noticed that once after that room, every other room they went through, they went much slower. Like they weren't just rushing through. They were kind of like they were in like a new headspace where they were more open to like looking at things that maybe they weren't expecting to see.
Wow.
Which was interesting because they certainly weren't that way with the first two rooms. They kind of like zipped through.
You think they were going straight for the Chuck Close? Like that's what they came for?
I mean, to some degree, maybe. Yeah. Or maybe they realized, maybe when they got there, like, oh, we like this guy. Like, let's stop and hang out and look at him.
And how did you make yourself go unnoticed?
I kind of just pretended like I was doing I had business in the museum because I had this like my lime green clipboard and pencil, and so occasionally I would stop and look at a wall label or like take a note or look at a work and take a note, so it looked like I was doing some kind of official reporting of some sort.
I love it. Maysoon, you also promised us in the previous episode.
I am really bad
that you would have some demographic research for us.
Can you believe it?
The demographics of the artists. In the music.
I swore today.
You got nothing for us?
Out loud. I was like, oh, shit, when I realized I hadn't finished that work.
Okay. Do you want an extension?
I do want an extension because I feel committed to doing that.
One episode extension.
Okay, so I have
with the possibility to renew.
No, let's just keep it at one. I can't have it ongoing. It's got to just be done.
Do it then. Are you going to remember? Do you want a reminder?
I'm just trying to think about if I saw any women on the fifth floor today, any women artists alone, as I was following this couple around.
How about video art? You got any videos up?
There's some videos up.
I'm really into video art right now, like the history of it and all that.
Oh, cool. There's a show called Film as Place.
Hmm.
And I believe that's on the seventh floor. I actually haven't seen it yet.
Cute. What about the Miranda July show?
What about that?
Is there video in that one?
There's some video in that. There's some...
Some Miranda July video?
No, they're assignments. The project the was called Learning to Love You More.
Right, right,
and so there
right.
were a series of assignments. And
do you have Sejuxes?
Sejuxes. What word of...
Stephanie Sahuko did a Learning to Love You All, where it's like every single one of them.
Where she did every single one of
no,
them?
No, she got all of the ones that were submitted, I think, and screened every single one.
How did she get them all?
Like I don't
from
know.
Miranda, or she just pulled them from the website?
I have no idea.
We did not do that one, but it makes me want to have her screen it as part of the
show. Yeah, get her in there. What else is going on? So, point is, people have posted pictures. On people have been chit-chatting on the grapevine.
The grapevine called Instagram?
Kids climbing and rubbing, touching, sliming, as they do.
Well, it's
all
not just
over
kids,
everything
though, is
the
thing.
In the muse. Being encouraged by adults, adults.
There's adults
tell
doing
us
the
about,
same thing.
Tell us about the old Dan Flavin.
Oh, there's this Dan Flavin piece, which is awesome. But they're fluorescent tubes, and it's in a corner. And so when you look at it, you see that there's a space, sort of a recessed space created by the different colored lights or tubes that are...
So it's on. Like in a corner? Are they like a pyramid or a triangle or a... How are they
it's
arranged?
It's like two horizontal tubes on either side of the corner, and then there's like some hardware or framing on top and bottom.
Okay.
So it's like a little corner, basically.
Got it.
And
got
so
it.
You can actually, there's a very, very little space between the frame and the corner, and there's no like plex or anything in front of it. So there's an opening, right?
Sure enough.
And people are literally stepping over the frame into the
piece.
Basically into the piece, right? And to take selfies.
Dear Lord.
And I'm like, guys, it's fluorescent tubing. It's like, please don't do that.
I have a lot of feelings about all this. A lot of them are contradictory.
Yeah.
But I just want to ask, because I hear a listener in my mind asking,
yes,
what's going on with the guards? I know that some guards are from other museums.
How do you know that?
Some got poached from museums that I'm familiar with, and
I don't think I'm at liberty to talk about that.
Okay, what's going on with these people? So my mixed feelings are as such.
Yeah.
At first, I was like, "God, art people just."
Well, they're not necessarily all art people.
No, no. You know? I mean, the art people complaining about the fucking, you know, simpletons in the museum touching the art because they don't know better.
Is that what they're saying?
I mean, not exactly. Some people are. And I'm just like, shit, man, like, not everybody was raised in a fucking museum. Not everybody knows how to act in right. one, you know, and whatever, you know.
It's surprising, though, that parents wouldn't know about bringing their kids into museums.
You never know. I dated somebody who on one of our early dates, we went to an art show and she fucking ran her hand down the fucking front of a photograph. And I almost shit myself.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, you can't touch any of the work ever. And she got really upset.
Like,
I think
like
I could have handled it a lot better for sure. But
you made her.
Yeah, I think she was. I think inside she was embarrassed, and it was manifesting as anger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I could have. Anyhow, point is, like, if you're, you know, but then again, like, so then I was thinking of being a gallery guide and how I had a lot of spite and scorn for. Yeah. The people that would bring their kids in and just not watch them and let them run amok and
yeah.
people that should know better. And it
yeah.
seems like some of these pictures I've seen of people fucking with shit at SF MoMA seems like they should have fucking known better.
Well, that one photo of the kids in the Carl Andre sculpture is like wild. I mean, they're just like full, they're like sitting on the sculpture.
Yeah.
There's three children sitting on a sculpture.
Yeah, inside of it, like
inside.
Another, like in the sculpture. So what's going on?
Oh, and then there's
like
a photo
there?
Of someone taking a picture of the mom taking a picture of them.
Right. So what's the deal? Well, where's the signage?
The deal is don't touch the art. Pretty much.
You guys have little stickers with an okay hand that marks what is okay to touch?
No.
But maybe that needs to happen.
I mean, you have to look at the wall label. The thing is I don't think they specify on every wall label when you can and cannot touch art. Like, could you imagine if they're like, please don't touch this painting. Please don't touch this painting.
On every single one?
Yeah. On every single wall label?
People would ask that. At the Oakland Museum, people would be like, you know, because there was a little sticker, green hand that says okay on it with a pointing hand. That means okay to touch.
Oh.
You know? And then people would be like, well, so if it doesn't have a don't touch sign, can I touch it? Totally. And it's like, that's some fucking stained glass or some shit. Like, yeah. Why would you even want to touch it, you weirdo?
Well, I think the question is for me is always like, do you put work in the museum that can also be touched? Like, is it better to have one piece? Like,
is a magnet.
Does it satisfy people's like need to touch rod? If there's one thing, at least one thing on each floor that they can touch? Will they be satisfied, or will they then think they can touch everything? Like, I feel like it's such a fine line, you know?
I'm sure there's, like, dissertations that people are writing about the pedagogy, the tactile learning.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's, yeah. I'm sure there's a whole forum about it on the American Alliance of Museums website.
Right. You know, it's funny. I was talking to a colleague in the museum, in the galleries today, because he was sort of like, what are you doing with your green clipboard? He was on to me immediately. And I'm like, oh, I'm just doing some research. And we were chatting about it. But he, for some reason, put his foot so close to a floor sculpture. Like, I was like, can you step on that piece? Because he was basically like this.
You said that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's like, yeah, of course.
Like, you were asking it, like, are you allowed to?
I was like, why are you stepping on that right now?
Uh-huh. And
but through it, and he was like, well, his foot was basically like right aligned with the piece, but it almost looked like there was no space between his foot and the piece itself.
And
I was like, oh, can you touch that work? He's like, no, but you can, there's one in the other room that you can step on. I'm like,
that didn't really answer the subtext, like, of my question.
But why are you standing so close to that work? I mean, maybe he wanted me to call him, maybe he wanted me to
like it was a test, some professional test?
Yeah, I don't know.
My God.
Which, you know, I'm not good at playing into tests, like, in general. But anyhow, it was very bizarre, and I didn't quite understand what he was doing. And I assume it wasn't
malicious. You
think it
was some hazing ritual?
No.
You should do it to somebody else and see what they do.
No, never. I would never.
This reminds me of, I had an opening this last week, and one of the other artists is Weston Teruya.
Yay.
And all his work, he's been on the show, obviously. Go back and listen to his
interview. We talk about him all the time,
amazing.
Too.
And he was also recently interviewed on Apex Express.
Cool.
Another great Bay Area arts and culture and other stuff. Asian
Sports
and,
team.
Asian and Pacific Islander expression. So it has to do with all kinds. Arts, culture, activism. Check them out. I'll have a link in the underworld. Anyhow, Weston sculptures are all made of paper.
Yeah.
And that some are very
fragile
and like tender, like placed just so.
Yeah, he doesn't they're not like glued together and like there's no like metal armature going through them.
No, it's
like
all paper.
It's very.
And so point is, the opening was raucous at Recology. I mean, people come through. I don't know how much I'm allowed to say, but people are come through just for the free pile because there's a free pile.
Oh.
And so a lot of the, and then maybe they'll stroll through the show, maybe.
Yeah, with their like huge like dresser they just picked
up. Exactly. And there's kids and dogs and bats and Lion Kings and all kinds. And so it is it's a stampede. And the whole time, because of my deep professional experience as a gallery guide. JK.
Yeah, no,
but
seriously.
No, my gallery guide
instincts were like kicking in hardcore.
And I was at every moment just cringing and jerking.
Were you
and
telling
gasping
people? Were you like grabbing them and be like, hey, you're too close?
I would just like kind of stand by someone and look really, really concerned.
Well, at your artist talk earlier this week, or just yesterday, in fact, we were standing there when Weston was giving us, I was talking, this woman came by and like really like skirted so close to his works on the wall. I was like, that was, we were both looked at each other like, too close.
Oh yeah.
Too close. This is fucking paper we're talking about here.
Another woman came by and was drinking like some mineral water and set her cup down right next to his work was on these very short platforms.
Yeah.
And she set it down touching the damn platform. And it's like, if somebody kicked that, anything could happen.
All over.
These things are made of paper.
Yeah. The platform wasn't made of paper.
It's intense. But then again, also when I was working as a gallery guide, I wondered, because I would sometimes if I caught a kid touching something, sometimes if I catch a kid touching something, I would try to like calmly explain like, oh, you know, most of the things in the museum we can't touch because we have oils on our fingers that even if we can't see it, it stays on an object and it can damage it because a lot of these things are very old and we want them to last even far into the future.
Yeah.
And these oils can damage certain things. But then I'm like, did I just give that kid OCD?
Because now they're going to be so neurotic. Because
like, I think about that.
I don't think so.
As an artist a lot. And it is like, I do think of almost like your hand is made of snails and you're leaving like a snail trail on everything you do.
Cool. I like it. It's gross, but I like it.
So I wonder about that. Have you ever tried to explain like the kind of professional life of a contemporary artist to a normal person?
I've never actually been asked to.
My family was in town and I was trying to explain things to them.
How did you do that? Unsuccessfully. Can we role play here?
Okay, actually, here's what happened. So one of the nights that my family was in town, I had to go to a fashion show. Because I really wanted to go to Bonanza, had their fashion show, Cabin Pressure, for their streetwear line, Binza, of course. And it was phenomenal, obviously. And I loved every second of it. And they even reserved seats for me and our research assistant, Katie Kondo.
They did?
Uh-huh.
Aww.
And we were supposed to sit in front and wear sunglasses and be like Anna Wintour, but I couldn't stop smiling.
You couldn't be serious enough.
Katie Kondo was...
solid.
On point. God.
She's
good. It was incredible. Anyhow, great wares. Look it up. Anyhow, point is, then I was trying to kind of explain that whole thing to my brother, who is not at all in any art world related thing, or probably even interested. Anyhow, so I was trying to explain this to my brother, and because I was like, you know, it was awesome. I showed him pictures, and I'm like, but even I am not a totally 100% sure that I completely understand their project.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're real clothes that you can buy.
Yeah.
And it's a real fashion show with models and everything. But I'm not sure if they are
like, is
truly
it
entering the... Well, I know it's serious. Because I know how hard they worked.
Yeah.
And, you know, that they are earnest.
Is it an performance art project? Or is it fashion?
Exactly. Is it an art project? Do they really want to break into the fashion world? I mean, it isn't. Yeah. And are those things even discrete, different things?
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so my brother was like, well, do they make their money off of this? And I'm like,
they all have
day jobs. You know, and he's like, oh, so it's a hobby.
Oh, wow.
Which, like, if you or me would know that is, like, such a pejorative thing to say to an artist.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well.
But he doesn't mean it that way.
I'm sure he didn't. And I was like, well.
I feel like you could explain to him that if artists had better ways, like, of making a living off of their work or off of, like, support in some way that they probably would have.
I know.
They would have been doing that full time, but because the arts are so poorly supported in this country that they, you know, most artists have to have other jobs. It's not that they choose that or that art is their hobby. It's that they actually can't fucking make a living or like put food on their table if they don't work
somewhere
else.
Yeah, I mean, what I basically said was like, well, it's not a hobby. They have other things they do that probably are hobbies.
Yeah.
You know, And, but
like going hiking.
Yeah. And I did say, I kind of said, like, you know, the Bay Area doesn't have such a robust art market that every single artist can just make their living off selling their work necessarily.
Right.
Some artists, you know, and I said all this stuff. And then finally I was just like, you know, it's kind of like being an actor. Mm-hmm. And like you do things kind of basically for free for a while in the hopes that eventually somebody will pay you. Somebody you'll get.
Or you take like local gigs and you fucking work a restaurant job.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you're still an actor, but you need to also put food on the table.
Right. And I think that kind of clicked for him.
Yeah.
Because everybody, because you watch movies and you see movies about making movies in Hollywood and
it's
actors.
Also important not to think of like artists are only artists if they're like Jeff Koons. You know what I mean? Or like Picasso, like the only these like various like hyper established. It's like there's all levels, you know.
Exactly. It was a little discouraging.
It's just like it's a little bit. I don't know. It feels false to me, or I want to say uninformed, which obviously it is because not everyone can be informed about these things. But don't be discouraged by it. I think you just
I was a little discouraged by it because I've been at this shit for a while, and my family. Still
well, so they think it's a hobby for you.
Did
you ask him?
I think he realized what he said could be a little upsetting. But they're all very supportive. I mean, he came all the way out from Ohio to like.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, exactly. So, listeners, do you have good ways to explain to your non-art family what you do as an artist? If so, text in 419-351-6606. You can email us, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com, or you can tweet us. At Pine Tree Podcast, I want to say to everyone that follows my personal Twitter account, I'm very sorry if I sent you some spam. My account got hacked. And I swear to you, Maysoon, it got hacked because I was on Treasure Island and there is something going on over there.
What? That just sounds like
nobody
craziness.
Check your Twitter while you're on Treasure Island because they'll get your identity.
Ooh, old military.
Yep. Anything coming up? I really want to see Blank Map. With Brontez Purnell.
What the hell is that?
It's remember when we talked to Keith Hennessy about the project?
Yes.
So there's 5 dancers and I want to see that performance.
Where is it happening? When is it happening?
I forget. I'll put a link in. I'll figure
it out.
I forget
and I don't know.
I'll put a link down in the underworld. I saw Brontez Purnell at the post office today. He kissed my cheek.
He's a sweetheart.
He's a superstar to me and I can never speak to him. Like... without sounding like
you're enamored,
losing my mind. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Well, I was just like, he's like, what are you up to? And I'm like, really?
We still owe the listeners a review of the Take This Hammer show.
Let's do that. You want to do that for the next episode?
Next week? Okay.
We'll have that next episode. We got tons of interviews coming up, more than you could possibly handle. Is our
god,
2 year
it's been a while,
our 2 year anniversary is coming up. Should we just skip it? We're just going to glaze right over it and head full steam ahead to episode 100.
I think that's more interesting.
Yeah, right? Let's no longer acknowledge the years that
and
go
just
by.
Just only acknowledge episode numbers?
Yeah. Just like how Prince didn't pay attention to his birthday. God rest him.
I'm still sad about that.
I know. I'm sorry I brought it up. Okay, point is, Maysoon, we'll have all that and more in the next episode. You're going to bring your demographics.
I'm bringing demographics.
Okay.
Got it. Doing
yep.
it.
Thank you for that. I'm going to have,
we're talking about YBCA.
Talk to Take This Hammer. We're going to go to the Gago and the Bruga.
The Gago and the Bruga.
And we're
going to
see Hito over there at Microsoft.
But we're doing all of this?
Yep, we're doing this all. What do you say?
Hey, maybe we should also talk to Brian Nudaroche about that, the studios there. Kate and I have a trivia night coming up. Kate has a trivia night
we
coming
might.
Up. We'll announce it a little bit later down the road.
Yep.
Just, you know.
Queer art history trivia.
Yeah.
Get ready.
I'm mostly going to be heckling the audience, so
study
just
up.
Be warned. It will be fun.
Might be awesome fun.
And on that note,
from the bridge
to the other bridge,
to the island in between, this has been
Congratulations Pine Tree.